This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1468. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 8th, LADX News from Brazil, Colombia, Mexico. Cuba expands broadcasts about Honduras, but Honduran stations closed. Sonnet Radio on 31 meters. New frequencies from Myanmar, Romania, YFR. China gets relay in Hawaii. Polish radio in danger, new sunspot, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Not only do we have a new, or rather reactivated, Brazilian on 4885, as we reported last week, now called Radio Maria, but some other stations are changing name. The one on 4915, which had been known as CBN Anhanguera, is now relaying a medium wave station on 1230 in Goiânia, and thus the IDs heard on 4915 are Rádio Daqui AM, D-A-Q-U-I, which means from here. And apparently it's yet another station with a religious format. As reported July 2nd at 2301 UT by Marcelo Vilela Begeni in Curitiba in the Deixis Clube Paraná Yahoo Group, and also reported July 2nd at midnight 52 by Aparecido Francisco Morato. In the same group, Luis Cheney Neto heard from the transmitter site of Radio Nacional da Amazônia. The reason for those audio dropouts we'd also been hearing here on 6185 and 11780. That was because of something going wrong with the satellite link, so they switched to a UHF studio transmitter link, and that solved the problem. However, as soon as this was posted, people again started reporting they were still hearing the brief audio dropouts. So I guess they went back to the satellite link, even though it was defective. Have you heard the Brazilian time signal station on 10 megahertz yet? It's been on for several months from the Observatorio Nacional in Rio de Janeiro. Quite difficult to pull through in North America, of course, because of WWV. However, in Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves reports hearing it July 6th at 2104 with a very nice reception. Also reported from Bogota, Colombia by Rafael Rodriguez on the Kundish list. He says it was about 0.1 kilohertz on the low side. This was July 4th at 2100, the first time he had heard it, where there's also interference from WWV. They give the time check every 10 seconds. From Canada, CBC Radio 1 has made its usual programming changes for a summer schedule. Notably, they're running a number of series, some of them new, some of them repeats or with time changes, in 2 half-hour blocks every morning. First airings in the Atlantic Zone are at 12:32 UT and 14:32. If you're listening on a webcast from different time zones across Canada, you can add 1, 2, 3, or 4 hours, thus having 5 chances to hear each program. These are on the grid at the CBC website. Check the schedule for the full week. I've also entered them on my monitoring reminders calendar at worldofradio.com. Last week, we had a report from Japan of some very low-power Chinese FM stations being heard via sporadic ESKIP, some as low as 3 watts. On an FM band below, where it starts in most of the world, between 70 and 87 megahertz. It so happens that one of our regular contributors, known in English as L'Enfant Li, or Li Meng, is involved with one of these stations, and he wrote us to tell us more about them. He says, I'm with a foreign language broadcasting station of the Jiangsu Institute of Trade and Economy. We broadcast on 76 and 86.3 megahertz. From 1030 to 1200 UT. There are many low-power broadcast stations at universities in China between 5 and 30 watts. We usually broadcast the listening part of the college English test on the fourth and sixth degrees in June and December every year. At other times, we broadcast English and other feature programs in the evening to improve the English ability of our students. These low-power stations should be registered with the local government, and the maximum power is 30 watts. There are also cable broadcasts in some universities. The acoustics, I guess he means loudspeakers, are set in the playground and canteen. We broadcast current affairs, weather reports, etc. When I worked in our FM studios, I received some letters from Japan. It was amazing that they could pick up our signal. I often hear what I believe is Radio Free Asia on its higher frequencies around 05 or 06 UT. Best hear usually from the Northern Mariana Islands on 17880. However, it's very difficult to catch an ID, primarily because I don't know what the ID says in Mandarin Chinese. So I asked Kim Elliott, who asked his wife, and here is the way the ID goes for Radio Free Asia in Mandarin. Unfortunately, we do not have the tones, so the tones will no doubt be off as I read these words. Siyo Yajo Jantai, which means literally Free Asia Radio Station. Now to Colombia. In Conexión Digital, we have word of a new QSL policy for La Voz de Tu Conciencia on 6010 and Marfil Estéreo on 5910. Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota remains the QSL manager. But now, reports must be sent by postal mail only to his address. Two IRCs are appreciated for return postage, but not required. And the address is as follows. First, give the name of the station you're reporting to, care of Rafael Rodriguez, R. Apartado Aéreo, number 67751, Bogotá, DC, in Colombia. They still do have email. If you have some other questions, just do not send a reception report by email. You can send them to contacto@fuerzadepaz.com. Cuba, because of the Honduran situation, Radio Havana has greatly expanded its broadcasting. It may well be on the air 24 hours in Spanish. We've heard them filling the gap after 15 UT when they used to take a siesta. And Ron Howard and Noel Green have heard them running well past 0700, probably filling the 07 to 11 UT gap in the middle of the night. They've also replaced many of the frequencies designated for foreign language broadcasts, including English, with more and more Spanish. Trouble is, the exact frequency usage varies from one day to the next. You can never be quite sure which frequencies are going to be on the air, which ones in Spanish, and which ones in other languages. So you just have to keep checking. As early as July 1st, David Hodgson in Tennessee was hearing Havana at 1630 UT on the 49-meter band, 5965 and 6000 kilohertz. And we've heard them too, strangely enough, although rather weakly, over this entirely daylight path. For example, on July 4th, here's what I found at 1505 UT. 13760, 11800, 11760, 11690, and 6000 kilohertz. Among the English broadcasts preempted were 2030 UT on 11760, as Mark Cody in Ontario found. No DX's Unlimited there, but instead more RHC in Spanish. After 05 UT, I'm usually finding only two of the 49-meter frequencies in English, the others on the extended Spanish. Also 11760 late at night in Spanish instead of English, such as July 6th at 0520. They were relaying the Telesur satellite TV audio with what sounded like a live report, although it may have been recorded earlier, on the chaos at the Tegucigalpa airport when President Zelaya's plane had not been allowed to land. We could hear gunshots being fired behind the correspondent's narration. And she identified those as shots fired by the army against the unarmed people. Yumir Gaviria has been sending us a lot of press about the Honduran situation and other Latin American news. Much of it appears in DX Listening Digest, such as the latest issue number 9051 via worldofradio.com. Here's one from the Spanish publication, that is from Spain, El Mundo, an interview with the head of Radio Havana, Cuba, who maintains that there are no journalists in prison in Cuba. How does he come to this conclusion? Well, it's really so absurd as to be funny. Isidro Betancourt Silva, is his name, maintains that there cannot be any journalists in jail in Cuba because anyone in jail could not possibly be a legitimate party line towing journalist. QED. East Turkestan, China Radio International has two major shortwave transmitting sites in this part of the country. At Urumqi, where there have been riots, as you may have heard, against Chaikom imperialism, and in Kashi, or Kashgar. If you know which frequencies are coming from which site, it might pay to keep an ear on these in case the rioting has any effect. In communication from the British DX Club, information from a pirate called Sonnet Radio Europe, S-O-N-N-E-T, QSL letter, sent to Jokke van der Galien in the Netherlands, said they operate from the south of England on 48 meters with 300 watts and a half-wave dipole, programming in English and Swedish, but they hope to add Dutch as well. From July, they say you'll be able to hear us on the 31-meter band with 1 kilowatt. However, what's the frequency? They're not saying yet. I wonder if it might be around 9290, which used to be a favorite of pirates in addition to Latvia. Looking at their website, www.sonnetradio.com, there's something interesting. They claim to be broadcasting from an old Soviet radio truck, a Zil 131, which has two generators providing 15 kilowatts of power. However, they plan to run only a sesquikilowatt from the transmitter itself. Having gotten rid of interference co-channel from Zambia on 9420, the Voice of Greece now has another problem. Between midnight and 03 UT, WYFR has decided to use that frequency for relay via Ascension Island, beam 265 degrees in English. Fortunately, at least this time of year in North America, Voice of Greece is usually on top, but John Babas and I are hearing the interference at least underneath. From Hawaii, Brock Whaley heads this report, From God to Mao. KHCM Honolulu 880 kHz is now relaying CRI, China Radio International, in Chinese and English. First noted July 2nd at 0900 UT with 1 hour of English from CRI. Did air later, and later on a Chinese lesson in English. Legal ID for KHCM at 1900 UT and into CRI in Chinese. The station will run CRI continuously in both languages. KHCM is owned by Salem Media, a broadcaster well known for running paid religion on most of its medium wave outlets, including 760 in Honolulu. They also own 690 there with right-wing talk. Brock says, I've heard religious programs on KGU rail against the godless Chinese communist heathens, and we know how most right-wing talk show hosts feel. So here we have Salem having it both ways, whatever pays the bills. Some may find irony in the fact that the CRI programming on KHCM replaced a country music format. From country to Chinese communist, what a format change. This story was later picked up by the Honolulu Star Bulletin. Brock Whaley adds, the call letters KHCM could now stand for Keep Honoring Chairman Mao. I say it never occurred to Salem that they could put Voice of America or Radio Free Asia in Chinese on medium wave in Hawaii. Traitors, and this happened on Independence Day. Keith Perron in Taiwan says, CRI is very smart. They pay local broadcasters to run programs. In 2002, I created the department in CRI to do this. The reason was to attract more mainstream listeners. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1468. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. The latest issue of DX Listening Digest may be accessed there. It's number 9051, in which you'll find a great deal of info about Honduras under that heading, as well as under Cuba. Among the stories, Radio America condemns an attack upon it. This occurred early after the coup on July 1st. There was some explosive launched at the station. Thanks to Yimir Gaviria for forwarding that. Then there was a story that Radio Progreso in Honduras was transmitting clandestinely. That was from El Nuevo Diario. This Jesuit-run Catholic radio station had been shut down by the military, but was somehow still being heard, according to this report. There's also been assistance from neighboring El Salvador, where the station on 700, Cadena Mi Gente, is said to cover most of Honduras as well, and they've been devoting their broadcasts to the situation in Honduras. As reported by Humberto Molina in El Salvador on the Condish list. They have two 12-kilowatt transmitters in San Salvador and San Miguel. And they also stream on the web. Go to www.radiocadenamigente.net, all one word. As of July 2nd, I noticed that Voice of Indonesia had shifted up 1 kilohertz to just below 9526 for the English hour at 1300 UT. Most days, fortunately, since then, there has been only one transmitter on the air and nothing to heterodyne it. But there were occasions when they were apparently running two transmitters themselves, not on the same frequency and producing lots of noisy heterodyne. In the clear on July 7th, Tuesday, for yet another episode in the Every Tuesday series, which they're calling Exotic Indonesia, hooking up with RRI Banjarmasin. In Oklahoma, I don't have much luck hearing Malaysia on the 7 megahertz band, where there are still a few transmitters, or on the lower frequencies, or on 15295, where there is an external service, Voice of Malaysia. So I was pleased to be able to hear VOM on 11884.7. June 25th at 11:48. This is during their Chinese broadcast at 11:30 to 12:30 UT. Can't have everything, such as an English broadcast. And guess what? It was not jammed, even though its target area is Beijing. Perhaps the CHICOM consider VOM too insignificant to bother with, and or from a country sufficiently autocratic to be rated as friendly. Another station I usually have no luck hearing is XEQM in Merida, Yucatan, which is reactivated only 250 watts, I think, just below 6105 kilohertz. Bob Wilkner says it gets into Florida pretty well, around 13 UT. But on July 5th at 1324, I could hear it fading in and out, enough to detect a PSA for the Federal Election Agency. This was on the day of the elections in Mexico for the legislative branches. All Mexican stations were running an awful lot of PSAs for IFE or IFE. Israel Gonzalez Ahumada in Merida tells us he's been hearing 6105 running all night, some of the time relaying Candela FM. About Myanmar, Ron Howard in California tells us that Myanmar radio is being heard again just below 9731, measured July 4th on 9730.79. from 12:42 and signing off at 15:30, a bit later than before. There's interference from China in English on exactly 97:30 until 13:57. He says, I believe the addition of 5915 in parallel is a very recent development. No longer their educational service. It's a completely different format than in the past, when they had lessons about chemical and math formulas, English language lessons, and so forth. Could be a new service, not parallel to 5985 or 5770. S. Hasegawa of NDXC in Japan confirms Myanmar Radio on 9730.83 until sign-off at 15:30, July 5th. Hiroshi also confirmed it parallel to 5915, where there's also interference from China. Since July 4th, Alan Pennington in the UK has been hearing Radio Netherlands with special coverage of the Tour de France. It is, of course, only in Dutch, as they're very excited about the cycling there. The special transmissions start at 1200 UT each day on 7235 and 13825 via Issoudun, France, on 9595 via Werdachtel, Germany, 13700 via Nauen, Germany, that with two 500 kilowatt transmitters beamed in different directions for a full megawatt on that frequency. Andy Sennett of Radio Netherlands says the length varies each day depending on the race, but it might be at least 4 hours until 1600. And this will continue until July 27th. The German service of Polish radio had an alarming report. According to Udo Jakenkroll via Dr. Anton J. Kuchelmeister, ADX via BCDX, a Google translation gives us the gist of it. The German language service announced that the parliament in Warsaw has adopted a new media law. The license fee is deleted. Polish radio will then depend on government grants. However, public service broadcasting has not been promised any minimum sum by the government. If the law is signed by the president, Polish radio and TV may not have any more funding, and it is likely that foreign broadcasts will not have any more money either. There's been some frequency jockeying involving Romania, WYFR, and Vatican Radio. 7335 has been occupied by Vatican, although beamed eastward rather than to North America. However, Radio Romania International has been on that frequency from midnight to 02 UT in Romanian to North America. Now, however, WYFR has another relay via Ascension in English on 7335, and Romania has moved to 7535. Where it's putting in a good signal, right next to Cairo, which had better stay on 7540. No shortwave broadcasts from Tahiti for many years now, but it can be heard on medium wave even in northeast Oregon. In IRCA, Steve Ratzlaff has been monitoring 738 kilohertz every morning and is often hearing a signal there around 1200 UT. He has some very long antennas running 400 to 1600 feet. Since last week's news that Vanuatu had reactivated on 3945, and a number of other reports of it have come in, John Durham in New Zealand heard it July 1st at 1030 UT, as did John Wright in Australia, as well as Craig Seeger in Australia at 0614. Ian Johnson in Australia says it put in a very respectable signal in Brisbane. And Bruce Churchill in California, Coomber DX, found a nice S3 level July 3rd at 0858. Also from 0905 to 0920. Apparently he was receiving this direct in California rather than via a remote receiver. At least he doesn't mention one. In Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich also picked up Radio Vanuatu on 3945, July 5th, from 0806 to 0910 in English and the local language. He says it put in a surprisingly good signal, better than the best moments of, for example, Solomon Islands. Vanuatu was peaking at Sinpo 45434 on 3945. Scott Barber in New Hampshire also listened to it July 5th at 0933 until 1002. It was weak to poor there. Not only is the Globovision TV network in Venezuela targeted by Chavez, but Globovision reports that 240 radio stations and 45 television channels are going to have their licenses canceled by the Venezuelan government. Thanks to Santiago Sanhil for forwarding that story. Well, that should sure help to diminish any opposition to the Caudillo. The article sort of implies the stations are not properly licensed. No doubt they've been going through all the paperwork looking for any irregularities as excuses to shut them off. The 16th annual Madison-Milwaukee get-together for DXers and radio enthusiasts will take place Saturday, July 25th from 1 to 10 p.m. Central Time. This time it's in Madison at Mark Taylor's house, an informal event to meet and socialize with other radio hobbyists and enthusiasts, including dinner at a local restaurant. Contact Mark Taylor if you'd like to attend. It's markokpik at tds.net or phone 608-225-2690. SpaceWeather.com reported the sun was putting on its own 4th of July fireworks show, a new sunspot rapidly emerging in the southern hemisphere, crackling with B-class solar flares. The magnetic polarity of sunspot 1024 identifies it as a member of new solar cycle 24, appears to be the best offering yet of the young solar cycle. Thanks to Mike Terry for sending on that news. And also Dick Pash. Not correlating with the sunspots or the position of the solar cycle is the sporadic e-season now underway in the northern hemisphere. There have been some fantastic TV and FMDX catches combined with the close down of analog TV in the United States. The nightlight services, that is, those continuous and boring loops explaining digital television, which have still been running on some low-band TV stations in the original analog transmission, most of those are going away as of July 12th. But already, with the band open up a great deal, there's been double hop from Central American television stations, Panama, Nicaragua, into New York and New England. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 7th. ANKN is east, mostly 5 and 2, peaking to 10 and 3 July 21st. Solar flux 70, except for a dip to 68 July 12th to 24th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1468.